Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, joined by my mentor and colleague, Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, in addition to the author of the new book, Noble State. We begin with, we march to the sound of dynamite. We march to the sound of gunfire. We march to the sound of right now, the threat of gunfire and dynamite in the Caribbean and the Pacific and the Atlantic. There's a very strong fleet off the shore of Venezuela. In addition, we're told there's a Marine Expeditionary Unit capable of extraction and action. There are Air Force elements in these last weeks, B-2s, B-52s, F-35s. In other words, there's enough to take on the planet Mars. The mission looks to be Caracas, and Maduro, the illegitimate dictator of Venezuela, who is also the head of a drug cartel called the Cartel of the Suns. The president of the United States has directed all these elements in place, and they're practicing now a takeover of the government and a removal of Maduro. They're practicing so that they don't know the difference between a go order and try it again today, we'll do it better. This is modern warfare, completely under the control of the president of the United States. And then, in what is not a surprise when you're dealing with somebody as clever at contract negotiations as President Trump, over the weekend, the president indicated, I haven't made up my mind yet, sort of I have. And then he mentions talking, whether it's Maduro asking to talk or whether it's Trump telling Maduro to ask to talk, we're unclear. But in any event, that is not gunfire. That is not dynamite. That is not takeover of a country. That's a man talking about his future. Gregory, a very good evening to you. The Venezuela case could have been reproduced any time in the last couple of centuries. The U.S. relationship to the Caribbean, to the Americas, is a mixed picture. I mentioned the Bay of Pigs, 1961, a failure. I mentioned the Cuban Missile Crisis, 1962, I guess you call it a success, but what Kennedy didn't know that the Soviets had put on that island, nuclear weapons, it means that we came to a near thing. I mentioned the Panama expedition under George H.W. Bush removing a drug lord and Panama reverting to independence, which becomes part of the problem we have with refugees because it did not police its own border. There are others over the decades, but the U.S. relationship with South America often can be seen as intervention that is uninvited. In this case, the predicate is that the elected president of Venezuela, Menem Gonzalez, part of the opposition, invites the U.S. to intervene. So your ideas are most welcome here because it looks like Washington is at the edge of making a decision and could go either way. Does it postpone? Does it kick the can down the road? Does it tell the fleet to go home? Or does it give the go order? Good evening, Gregory.
Good evening, John. Well, yes, it is a dilemma for President Trump because he does not intrinsically want to go in with an invasion which opens up a can of worms which could lead who knows where. He doesn't want something without a defined end in sight, not just feasible, but absolutely in sight. And an actual conflict inside Venezuela would involve the United States being responsible for, if you like, the stability and security of the Venezuelan population going forward. And clearly, the United States does not want that responsibility again after the two conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan and the like. So inviting a discussion with Maduro is something which could have some legs to it. However, what we have to realize is that Maduro himself is surrounded by a small but incredibly efficient cadre of Cuban special forces and military intelligence people who are there to make sure that he's not toppled by his own military and make sure that he doesn't waver in his dealings with the United States. It's ironic because Cuba itself is on the brink of collapse. So the fact that Venezuela is depending, or Maduro is depending on this group for his own personal political survival is ironic. But it does complicate matters. The United States could seek, through selective targeting of air power, missile strikes, and some special operations, they could take out a lot of this ring of security around Maduro and leave the field open, if you like, to a military solution within the country, one which could be Maduroist. In nature, or one which could support the opposition in changing the face of Venezuela. The problem is that right now there's no clear output as to what this intervention could create. The United States definitely can inflict damage on Caracas and on the military compounds and on Venezuelan military assets, no doubt about it. And this could diminish the prestige of Maduro himself to the point where the opposition, both the public and the political opposition, could seek to take to the streets and take the government again. Again, all of these things are problematic. So I think President Trump, with all that's on his plate right now, is looking for the Venezuelans themselves to come up with a solution. And whether Maduro is part of that process or not remains debatable. Maduro, I don't think, is nimble enough to take advantage of this. All he's doing is thanking God that he's not being struck yet, and he's keeping his head down. And that's not a survival mechanism, really.
The relationship to the Americas, Gregory, I mentioned 20th century stuff. We could go back to the 19th century stuff. It's rocky. It's very rocky and continues that way. Defiance has always been a vote getter, defiance of the United States in South America, starting from Mexico and going all the way to Chile. Now and again, they rock back and forth, left side, right side. But the U.S. intervention would easily be held against America by those who wish us ill. That's part of the risk, correct?
It is. But bear in mind that this has been a hemisphere which has been governed by the principle, not the Monroe Doctrine, but the fundamental principle that might is right. And the United States, since the late 18th century, has had that might uniquely and has been able to exercise its will. Now, things are changing in the 21st century. The 20th century saw a decline in the viability of U.S. military intervention in much of South America, south of the Mexican border. But today, we're seeing mixed bag. We're seeing countries like Chile wholeheartedly welcoming U.S. intervention in political, economic, and to a degree military capability as well. Even Brazil, under President Lula, is not a natural ally of the United States, but is welcoming the U.S. as a stabilizing factor because it's seen the collapse of its alliance with the People's Republic of China. On the other hand, we see that in Mexico itself, which has been very supportive of Cuba and in some respects, and the current president of Mexico is well and truly left of center, she's under massive siege, and the opposition there, the senator particularly leading the opposition there, has been calling for U.S. military intervention against the drug cartels, which the president has been resisting. And we've seen in the last 24 hours or so massive street violence aimed against the government, which is basically being called a narco presidency. So you've got a lot of mixed reactions. So America, south of the U.S.-Mexican border, is in a state of flux. Indeed, you could say that all of the Americas are in a state of flux, and anything could happen. But what we do see is the fact that the United States, by reverting to its show of its traditional military and economic strength, is in the driver's seat in all of this. The question is there a strategy to tackle all of these different opportunities and problems of the Americas in a coherent fashion? And I don't think that's evident as yet. If you look at particularly at U.S.-Canadian policies, it's very mixed and concerning because there's been no attempt to quantify or qualify how that could take place, or indeed even how the U.S. could intervene in Venezuela or complete its mission to retake dominance over Panama.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Too many villains, too little time. We're headed to the White House and the meeting with the Crown Prince of the Kingdom. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.